This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog said Sunday that a three-month temporary solution had been found to allow the agency's monitoring in Iran to continue, although its level of access will be limited starting on Tuesday. Rafael Grossi, the head of the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency, spoke to reporters after flying back from talks in Tehran. Iran's conservative-dominated parliament passed a law in December demanding the country suspend some inspections if the United States fails to lift sanctions. That law is due to go into effect on Tuesday. Grossi did not give details of precisely which activities the IAEA would no longer be able to do, but he confirmed that the number of inspectors in Iran would not be reduced and that snap inspections could continue under the temporary arrangement. Grossi's visit to Tehran came amid stepped-up efforts between U.S. President Joe Biden's administration, European powers, and Iran to salvage the 2015 nuclear deal that has been on the brink of collapse since former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from it. Thousands of demonstrators staged demonstrations across Myanmar again on Sunday, a day after two people were killed when police and security forces used live and rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannon, and slingshots against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. Early on Sunday, police arrested a famous actor, Lu Min, who had taken part in protests in Yangon, and was one of six celebrities the army said were wanted under an anti-incitement law. The army accused Lu Min of encouraging civil servants to join the protests. If convicted, he faces a two-year prison sentence. This is VOA News. Indian and Chinese troops have completed a pullout from a lake area on their disputed border in the western Himalayas, setting the scene for disengagement at other friction points, the two countries announced on Sunday. Thousands of soldiers have been facing off since April on the line of actual control, or the de facto border, including the glacial Pangongso Lake. Earlier this month, military commanders agreed to begin pulling out troops, tanks, and artillery and a first step toward full withdrawal. On Saturday, the two commanders met to review their plans. The deployment in the remote area that falls in India's Ladakh region and adjoins the Chinese-administered Aksai Chin Plateau had raised fears of a broader conflict between the two countries. A clash erupted in the Galwan Valley in June. 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the first combat losses on the disputed border in more than four decades. China said this week that it lost four soldiers in the fighting. Seven election workers were killed during Niger's presidential vote on Sunday when their vehicle struck a landmine. This is according to a local official. The accident interrupted a day meant to usher in the country's first democratic transition of power. The West African country regularly suffers attacks by Islamist militants. It had stepped up security to protect the poll in which ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is facing former President Mahamana Osman, a vehicle belonging to the Electoral Commission and carrying election workers to their polling stations, hit a mine in the rural commune of Dargol, about 80 kilometers from the border with Mali. As nations struggle to vaccinate their populations against the coronavirus COVID-19, New York City finds its vaccine supply down to fewer than 1,000 doses. Avery Cohen, a spokesman for Mayor Bill de Blasio, posted on Twitter on Saturday that delayed shipments had put its entire vaccination effort at a standstill. The grim news is a result of the snowstorms across the United States that have crippled the transport of goods, including 6 million doses of vaccine. The wintry weather has also caused power outages at some 2,000 inoculation sites. And a 95-year-old Nazi concentration camp guard has been deported from the United States to his native Germany, where he was being held by police for questioning. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency said in a statement that Friedrich Karl Berger, a German citizen, was sent back to Germany for serving as a guard in the Neuen Gamma concentration camp subcamp in 1945. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.